This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. And while the Biden administration is vowed to continue financial assistance and logistical support for Afghan forces after August, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the focus of U.S. military efforts there will be countering terrorist threats, the Taliban. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. The rains washed out streets throughout the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, forcing stranded motorists to wade through waist-deep waters that submerge cars and send them away. The floods are also washing out the city's subway system. Authorities have evacuated 100,000 residents to safe zones. Weather forecasters are predicting three more days of rain for the region. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. Two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement on Wednesday, and it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO General Chairman Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the game safe. There is no zero risk in life. There is only more risk or less risk, and you have done your best. The words of Dr. Ghebreyesus. Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event. Tedros says the pandemic is a test the world is failing. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo in August. First Lady Jill Biden is leading the U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games in Tokyo, where the corona infections, that is, just hit a six-month high. The First Lady arrived Wednesday in Alaska, where she's expected to greet military and veteran families and promote COVID-19 vaccinations. She arrives in Tokyo on Thursday and will have dinner with the Prime Minister, meet the Emperor, and attend Friday's Olympic opening ceremony. She visits a vaccination clinic in Hawaii on her return trip home on Thursday. On Saturday, Colombian police said Wednesday they had arrested 70 people following fresh anti-government protests that mobilized thousands countrywide the previous day and left dozens injured. The government claims armed groups had infiltrated the protests, which were described as largely being peaceful. The country was rocked by weeks of protests that broke out late April in opposition to a proposed tax hike that morphed into a mass movement against the right-wing administration of the president, Ivan Duque. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.